every point in the universe. Instant news coverage. First, on WIL. Now, here's another first edition. WIL, award-winning, action central news.
At 5:45, 21 degrees, Fred DePere reporting from WIL Action Central for Bank of St. Louis, serving business, industry, and the individual in the metropolitan St. Louis area, Washington, Toluca, at night. Jeff City, the State Public Service Commission, has ordered the St. Louis County Transit Company to continue selling weekly student passes for bus transportation. The commission will hold a hearing on the question April 13th. The basic student pass is $1.50 a week compared with a regular cash fare of 25 cents a ride. The commission did not interfere with the company's request to end Sunday service and regular weekly fares. Sunday service is scheduled to end March 11th if no action is taken before then. East St. Louis, the state's attorneys for St. Clair and Madison counties in Illinois, have issued a joint statement urging local law enforcement officials to work together to prevent a repetition of open gambling and other law breakdowns. Referring to the income tax evasion conviction of Eastside Racket's boss Frank Buster Watchman and two associates, state's attorney Dick Munch of Madison County and John Carnes of St. Clair County said the story of Watchman's activities in the area was a sordid history. They said that if local law enforcement officials had done their duty, the expensive investigation and trial would never have taken place, and national attention would not have been drawn to the East St. Louis area as a haven and playground for the underworld. Muscoda, a warehouse and store of the Ben Franklin Company, were destroyed by fire in the heart of Muscoda today, with a loss estimated by police at more than $100,000. The second and third floors of the brick and frame structure collapsed. St. Louis, the campaign in favor of the St. Louis bond issue proposals and the state gasoline tax amendment is reaching its climax. Former Governor James Blair spoke at a rally in favor of the amendment, and Albert Pounds, a member of the St. Louis Board of Education, said the school bond issue provides for urgent basic needs. Mayor Raymond Tucker predicts an increase of 35 to 40,000 in the number of voters in the special election next Tuesday will assure approval of the city and school bond issue proposals. St. Louis, the Reverend Bill Beeney, at odds with state officials over operation of his Missouri youth ranch for wayward boys, has come up with a new challenge to state officials refusing to license the ranch. The minister has challenged state officials involved in the feud with him to take a polygraph or lie detector test on the ranch issue. The St. Louis Baptist evangelist says he'll take the test, and he asks, will they? The Reverend Mr. Beeney will be in Jefferson City tonight. Through the test, the minister hopes to prove that the license for the ranch had been refused because of personal animosity, as he puts it, towards him. St. Charles, some residents of Harvest Acres in St. Charles County have filed suit against the developer, the Truman Construction Company. The suit is in regard to the water supply, which has a high salt content. The suit charges the developer sold the homes under the pretense the water supply had state approval. The Truman Company says the water supply has been approved by the State Department of Welfare. You are listening to WIL, award-winning Action Central News.
Say, ever stop to think how many different people you are? Well, you're perhaps a painter, a chef, a tutor for the children, a hostess, a chauffeur, many things to many people. Ever stop to think that the Bank of St. Louis is just like yourself in this respect, many things to many people? A place for the safekeeping of your money and paying you 4% on one-year savings certificates. Besides, a family friend offering you checking account services, safe deposit box service, personal, automobile, and home improvement loan service, real estate listing and sales service, and many, many more. So why not call Garfield 1-1850 or drop by the Bank of St. Louis and find out just how friendly and helpful the Bank of St. Louis can be. Let the Bank of St. Louis be your partner for life in all transactions you may have financially. That's the full service Bank of St. Louis, Washington, Toluca's at 9. Now, on WIL Action Central News.
Robert Kennedy, back in the U.S. after a world tour, says he's more encouraged about the state of the world than when he left New York. Spaceman John Glenn and his fellow astronauts are getting set for another big welcome tomorrow, this time in New York, Washington. Glenn told the Senate committee today that one day there'll be high-powered space models traveling the skies. New York, the rail industry and operating rail unions are already squabbling over a presidential commission's proposal for a vast overhaul of railroad work and pay practices. WIL revised weather, WIL weather ball steady. be blue. Fair, cold tonight. Low near zero. Tomorrow, fair, warmer, high in the low 20s. Winds from the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour this afternoon, diminishing tonight. Relative humidity, 43%. Clear skies. Sea level pressure, 30.54 rising. Temperature, 21 degrees. That's 2-1. Latest news has been brought to you by the Bank of St. Louis, Washington, Toluca, and Knight. Bank of St. Louis is a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Fred DePere reporting from WIL Action Central, winner of broadcasting's most coveted award, Public Trust.